out and talk.
Inspector, take that light out of my eyes. I'm going blind.
I'll take it away when you start talking.
Yeah.
Why did you kill Joe Williams?
How many times do I have to tell you I don't know what you're talking about?
I suppose you're going to tell me you never even heard of Joe Williams, huh?
Sure, I heard of him. He's supposed to be a great big gangster. Everybody's afraid of him.
Yeah, including you. You were so afraid of him, you killed him.
Hello, Quizmaster. How's your information please going?
Blackie, what do you want?
Oh, just thought I'd drop in. See how you're getting along with this bum? Faraday,
yeah.
I heard that you'd picked him up.
And what else did you hear?
Well, he'd killed Joe Williams and he'd double-crossed and take over Williams' racket.
Crazy, I didn't.
Yeah, they're all innocent, Blackie. They never do anything until you pin it on them.
Yeah?
Martin, you killed Williams. I want to see my lawyer.
Okay, Martin, I'll take you to him.
You'll
mean that?
Blackie, what are you doing with that gun?
Talking with it.
Are you
Listen,
out of...
Listen, it says I'm taking Bugs Martin out of here.
Put that gun down, Blackie.
Sorry, Faraday, but your party's over. Come on, Martin.
Sure thing.
I'm calling Matthews at the front desk to stop you. Go ahead.
Sure,
go ahead.
Make all that noise. I'll just pull these phone wires out.
Blackie, don't touch...
You're not kidding, Blackie. You're really taking me out of here?
Of course I am. Now, let's go.
Blackie, have you gone nuts helping this killer to escape? Destroying police property? Pulling a gun on an officer?
I'm taking Martin out of your office, Faraday. But that doesn't mean that I'm out of my mind.
You're sure it's pure, and it's just as smooth. Yes, you're sure it's pure. CV's clear, clean taste tells you that and more. From your first sip of the smooth, creamy foam that billows on top of your glass, right down to that last delicious, full-flavored drop, you'll find CV bright and sparkling, light and lively, with the rich, robust, and full-bodied flavor of a real honest-to-goodness beer. A premium quality beer. Premium quality that costs you no premium in price. Our enthusiastic friend, whose voice you just heard, has a special message for those who are not familiar with the beer with the million-dollar flavor. Just listen. Try it. Just try CV, and you'll agree there is no finer beer. You're sure it's pure, and it's just as smooth. Yes, sir, just as smooth.
And now back to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
Don't let him get away, Happy.
Oh, you don't have to tell me how to tail a car, Luke.
Don't let him spot you.
That Boston Blackie has no idea we're trailing him.
Sure was nice of him to get Martin away from the cops.
Yeah, it saved us the trouble.
Yeah, he said it.
Who's the dame driving Blackie's car?
Yeah, it must be that Marla his.
Oh, Mary Wesley.
How do you know her name?
I read the papers.
Yeah?
I seen her name in there a couple of times with the Boston Blackie.
And you remembered it?
Yeah. Say.
What?
They're turning down Rafferty Street.
All right, step on it.
Relax. You won't get away.
Watch your step, Mary.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple of loose boards here on the floor.
Yeah, I see them.
Blackie, I don't get this. Shut up, Martin. We keep moving.
Here's the storage room.
Open it, man.
Okay. Blackie, it's dark in here. I can't see a thing.
The light switch is over there on your right.
Where? Oh, yeah, here we are. That's much better.
Okay, Martin, inside.
Yeah, I did it. Never get away with this, Blackie.
I said shut up. We have plenty of time to talk in a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Nobody'd ever think of looking for us under a bowling alley.
My boys will find me.
Before I find what I want to know.
Oh,
it looks like we're going to be here for a while, Mary. Now, suppose you shop for some food.
Yeah, I know.
Huh?
There's a grocery store across the street.
Well, get enough for a couple of days.
Okay.
And use the back door. It's safer.
Right.
Okay, Martin. Start singing.
I don't know any tunes.
You know one?
Yeah?
The name of it is I Killed Joe Williams.
I don't know the words.
I could refresh your memory.
Yeah? Let's see how tough you really are.
Yep, yep. Okay. Okay, Martin, you found out.
Yeah?
Now, let's get one thing straight. I'm not Faraday. This isn't the police headquarters. You can't holler for your lawyer. Now, get up off the floor and start talking.
I told you I got nothing to talk about.
Well, since you won't get up, I'll pick you up. And since you won't talk, I'll loosen either your resistance or your teeth.
The idea.
I'm asking you, why did you kill Joe Williams?
I don't know what you're talking...
How do you know? guess I hit him, too.
Let's get him, Luke. Yeah.
What the, who are you guys?
Lock it, Luke.
Oh, no, you don't.
And I do.
Boston Blackie out cold, eh?
Yeah.
He sure don't look like a hero now.
Yeah, probably knocked out Martin.
Yeah.
Okay, Happy, let's get finished with this job.
Right.
I'm doing a town tonight.
Oh, with Marge?
Ah, this is business.
Well, if it's monkey business, watch out for Marge. She'll cut your throat.
Yeah, these jealous dames, they drive a guy nuts.
Yeah, I guess they do.
Okay, help me lift Martin. Let's get out of here. What a spot that Blackie's in, huh, Luke?
Yeah, you said it.
Hey, Happy.
What?
Martin's coming around.
Yeah, Doc.
That Blackie really packs a wallop.
Oh, you're nuts, Luke. That Blackie's just a crook.
Blackie. Where is Blackie?
Under that bowling alley, flat on his face.
He is. We're in a car. Where are we going?
Away from Blackie.
Hey, that's great. Great.
He likes it.
I'm going to have to take care of you, boy.
Don't worry about it.
How'd you ever find me?
We followed you from police headquarters after Blackie got you out.
Hey, that's great. Great.
Sure.
See, I don't think I know you two.
Well, we've been around.
That's funny. I don't remember seeing you.
Why, don't you remember me? We went to different schools together.
Shut up, Happy. Keep your eye on the road.
Hey, say, what is this?
We rescued you from that terrible Boston Blackie.
What?
Turn down this road, Happy, and then head for the docks.
Okay.
Where are you taking me?
A place where nobody will find you. Not even Boston Blackie.
Tell him.
No. Let me out of here.
Sit back and be quiet, or I'll give it to you right here. We know you killed Joe Williams.
Who told you that?
Marge.
Joe Williams' dame?
His ex, dame.
Yeah.
You killed him, remember?
And you're from the Williams gang.
Give the man 64 bullets and a box of cement.
You're the first you want to count. I'll have to owe you the rest.
No!
There's a body in that alley?
Yeah.
Maybe it's one of your neighbors sleeping off
a
party.
No, please, officer, don't kid about it. This body ain't asleep. It's dead.
Dead?
Yeah.
Come on now, show me where it is.
Well, I'll take you there, but I don't want to look at it again. It's right over this way.
Huh? Well, what are you stopping for? I don't see the body.
What? It's over there, near that barrel of ashes.
Where? Oh.
Yeah. He's dead, ain't he? Just like I said.
Yeah. He's dead, all right.
That's what I thought.
He's the guy the whole police force has been looking for.
What?
He's Bugs Martin.
Luke, how'd it go?
Marge, you're looking at the new boss man in this town.
Oh, baby. Well, that gets you a great big kiss. Where's Happy?
He's putting the car away.
Oh, Luke, nothing can stop us now.
You betcha.
We're reaching for the moon and we're going to grab it, just you and me.
Yep, you and me.
And see that it always stays that way.
Huh?
The minute you start looking at another dame, you better start looking for an undertaker.
Relax, baby. We're on easy street. Blackie is going to take the rap for the Martin killing because he kidnapped Martin from the cops.
Oh, boy.
We got nothing to worry about from here on in.
Oh, Luke, you're wonderful. And for that, you get this.
Okay, now I got to get down to business. I got to meet the boys tonight.
Tonight?
Well, I'm busy.
What's her name, Luke?
What name? I got some business to talk over with the boys.
Don't give me that. You got another girl, haven't you?
But there you go, getting suspicious. I told you I got a meeting with the boys.
Luke, if I find you're messing with another babe, I'll
make
a mess out of you.
Find out I'm with another dame, that's the time to start yelling. But tonight I got a meeting with the boys.
Okay, honey, I believe you.
Well, all right.
But I seen something I liked a lot.
Yeah?
It's a silver blue mink coat. You gonna get it for me, Luke?
Sure, Marge. You're gonna get everything you're looking for. But everything.
Hey, Inspector Faraday.
Yeah, Matthews.
You know where we found Bugs Martin's body?
In the alley off Rafferty Street?
Yep. That's only two blocks from Clint, where Blackie was reported seen.
I know, so speed it up. We may still catch Blackie. When I get my hands
calling
on that...
Calling car 32. Hold it from there. Calling car 32.
That's us, Inspector.
Inspector Faraday in car 32. Go ahead.
Boston Blackie last seen on Smith Street crossing Barton Lane heading for the dock.
We're on our way there now. Let's keep moving, Matthews.
Right. There's Smith Street up ahead.
There's Boston Blackie. Hold it, Matthews.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Blackie, this time I've got the gun.
You got a permit for it?
Still clowning, Blackie. By the time I get finished with you, you won't think murder is so funny.
Are you kidding?
And you won't ever stick your nose in police business again.
Now, Faraday, for the love of Pete, you don't think I killed Martin.
You're responsible for it, whether you did or not.
Oh.
What made you pull a fool stunt like busting him out of headquarters?
Well, you didn't have anything on him. Then I would have made him talk eventually.
But you didn't. Now I'm going to put you in a nice, comfortable cell so you can talk to yourself. Okay, Blackie. I know there isn't a jail in the country that can hold you.
You're
you
so
can break
right.
out of any one of them. But when you get inside this jail, you won't want to break out.
What's the attraction? Hot and cold running wardens?
No, there is no attraction.
What?
But once you're in this jail, you're going to want to stay there.
And lively, you bet. Bright and sparkling, yes, sir. And it's just as smooth.
Now, there's a description of CV's flavor that should make you want to pour yourself a glass of champagne velvet right now. When you do, you'll find your taste tempted by the creamy, snow-white foam that billows on top of your glass. And you'll see CV's purity in its pale, clear amber color. A promise of real thirst satisfaction. But don't just look. Taste it. You'll find it, as our enthusiastic friend says, bright and sparkling from foam to finish, with a clear, clean taste that makes you sure it's pure. A premium quality beer made with more costly premium quality materials, premium quality that costs you no premium in price.
Remember, you're sure it's pure. And it's just as smooth.
And now, back to Boston Blackie. At gunpoint, Blackie kidnaps a killer named Martin from Inspector Faraday's office. Later, Luke Brown and Happy Thompson, two gunmen who plan to take over the Martin mob, trail Blackie to his hideaway and kill Martin. Inspector Faraday finds Boston Blackie and arrests him after telling Blackie that he's going to want to stay in jail. As we return to our story, Blackie is in his cell.
Hey, Blackie.
Coming to let me out?
No, you stay right here. I just brought you something to eat. The inspector figured you might be hungry.
You can tell Faraday I might also be anxious to get out of here.
I think maybe he knows that. Come on, Blackie, take the food. Smells good. No need to waste it.
Oh, it smells good, huh?
It sure does.
See it.
Now, don't try any of your tricks. I know how easy it is for you to make a break.
You're not going to stop me, are you, Pop?
Oh, no, but if you break jail, the inspector said I'd lose my job, and I only got 6 months more for my pension.
You'd better get out of here, Pop.
Well, you don't want this food?
No, you can have it.
Oh, but Blackie,
will you... And here are your keys to the cell.
Well, you picked them right out of my pocket.
That's right, Pop.
Well, why did you give them back to me?
Oh, maybe it's because I'm getting soft. I don't know. But if Faraday thinks he can catch a killer with me in jail, he's in for a hard time.
You like it, honey, huh?
Marge, in that coat, you look like a million bucks. And that silver blue mink, you'll knock them dead.
Yeah, their tongues will hang out. Oh, baby, you're so good to me.
Anything for you, Marge.
It better be everything for me. There'll be nothing for no other dame.
Look, Marge, I got all I can do to buy you minks and stuff without worrying about another dame.
Well, that's the way I like it.
Yeah?
Honey.
Huh?
I seen the most beautiful custom-built convertible.
What?
You gonna get it for me? Huh? Are you, Luke?
Say, Blackie, you got a visitor.
Yeah, don't tell me Faraday has had a
Do I look like Faraday?
Mary! Come on, Pop, let her in.
Yeah, sure, Blackie, sure.
Okay, Pop, how about shoving off?
Oh, you want to be alone. My.
Go on, Pop, will you? Be a good guy or I'll lift your keys and won't give them back.
Okay, bye. Bye, Pop.
Hello, Mary. Oh, Jim, glad to see you. Have you seen Faraday?
Yes, but he says you're staying in jail until he solves the case.
Means I'll be stuck here for the rest of my life.
Oh, no.
Well, Faraday sure pulled a cutie by threatening to fire the guard if I broke out.
Oh?
Look, Mary, you've got to help me help Faraday.
Now, what can I do with you and Jay?
I can break this case from here if you'll help me.
Why, sure. Of course I will.
Good. Now, when those two mugs came busting into that room under the bowling alley, I recognized them.
You mean the two that knocked you out and took Martin away?
Yeah, that's right. One of them was Luke Brown, and the other was Happy Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, they're both members of the Williams gang.
Then, they killed Martin.
They must have. I believe it's all part of a plan for somebody to make one gang out of two.
Oh, I guess.
And they knocked off the two leaders.
Uh-huh. Well, now, all we have to do is figure out who the new boss is, right?
Yeah, I have a feeling it's Luke. And I know he has a gal named, what is it, Marge something or other.
Well, Blackie, how do you know all this?
Well, when those two mugs knocked me out, they didn't do a very good job of it.
Oh.
I could hear their conversation from where I was lying on the floor.
Uh-huh.
Well, now I know where to find this Luke Brown, you see.
Oh?
And you're going to make Luke warm enough to confess the whole thing.
Honey, you're a real doll, baby. Hey, did you see the way all those people turned around when I drove that car down the street yesterday?
Yeah, you sure look like you belong behind a wheel, Marge. Yeah?
Can I come in?
Sure, Happy. What do you got?
A couple of letters that just came in.
Hi, Marge.
Keeping you busy?
Oh, up on my toes.
That's it.
Want me for anything, Luke?
Ah, I'll talk to you later.
Right.
Any letters for me?
We'll be writing you letters. All I got here is bills. There's a bill from that auto agency.
Oh.
One custom-built car, $6,000.
Say, wait a minute. That next letter don't look like no bill. It smells some perfume.
Huh?
Let me see this. Dear Lukey Pie, haven't heard from you in such a long time.
Hey, what
have you forgotten poor little me?
Give me that.
Fine sugar.
Let me see that letter.
Lukey Pie, sugar. Well, I'll sugar you, you're two-time and phony.
Marge, put that lamp down.
How do you like your lump sugar?
Marge, take it easy. This sounds like a gag.
Gag? Well, I'll gag you.
Cut it out. I don't know any other dame except you. Somebody's trying to be a wise guy.
Wise guy enough to know on your staying close to me.
Look, Marge, I saw a nice diamond bracelet in a jewelry store down the block.
A diamond bracelet?
Yeah. You want it?
Do I want it? Well, all of a sudden, I ain't sore at you anymore.
Good.
Come on, honey. What are we waiting for? Gee, Luke, I hope the bracelet's still in the store.
Yeah, it's there.
Well, maybe somebody else bought it.
Stop worrying. It's there.
Lucky Pie.
What?
Oh, isn't this nice?
Huh?
Imagine bumping into you like this. Well, why haven't you called me?
What is it?
I missed you. Didn't you get my note?
What goes on here? Who is this same Luke?
I'm sorry, Luke. Guess we better talk some other time. Call me, will you?
Bye.
Now, look, Marge.
Well, you go ahead. Talk yourself out of that one. Go on. I'm listening.
Well,
Well, go on.
I never saw that gal before in my life.
Blackie, you should have seen her tear into him when I called him Lukey Pie.
Good girl, Mary. Now, do you think you can carry out the rest of my idea?
Well, of course. I'm getting good, huh?
Sure, but don't forget to call on Faraday. Get him in there for the payoff.
Uh-huh.
After that, maybe I can say bye to his cell.
I bet I know who this is. Inspector Faraday.
Inspector, this is Mary Wesley.
Now, look, Miss Wesley, I'm not letting Blackie out of jail.
I'm not asking you to.
You're not?
No.
You didn't call just to hear my sweet voice.
No, Inspector. But I did call to let you know how you can catch your killers.
Look, Miss Wesley, if you're going to start imitating Blackie, I have an extra cell right next to his.
Do you know who the killers are?
No, but we're working on that.
Well, Blackie and I know who they are, and you can walk right into them if you follow a girl named Marge Stone. She's the killer's girlfriend.
Look, Miss Wesley, I know you miss Blackie and you need some excitement. Why don't you take up knitting?
You mean you're not going to follow this Marge Stone?
Miss Wesley, this is murder.
I know.
It's not a game called Follow the Leader.
Look, Scotty, you tell Charlie if he wants to stay in business, he needs protection from us, and we'll do the protecting. What? Yeah, we'll convince him.
Are you busy, Lukey Pie?
What the... How'd you get in here?
I walked in. Silly.
Well, walk right out. Go on, scram.
Stop worrying, Lukey Pie.
Now, look...
There's nobody around.
Huh?
If you don't come to see me, then I've got to see you.
Hey, what are you raving about? I've never seen you before in my life.
Aw.
Just on the street when you put on that act in front of my girl.
Oh, now, Lukey, darling.
Look, sister, you're nuts.
Oh, come on now, Lukey Pie.
Cut it out.
He needed happy on that Martin killing, and Marge was in on the Williams double cross, but now you can get rid of them. And then it's you and me.
Yeah, Lukey Pie. Just you and that dame.
Happy.
You don't need Happy anymore. You don't need Marge. You don't need nobody.
Oh, no, will you? This dame's nuts. I never seen her before in my life.
Oh, now,
For
Luke.
A dame you never seen, she knows an awful lot. The Martin killing, that William.
I don't know how she knows, but I never seen her before.
I have, Luke. This is Boston Blackie's dame, Mary Wesley.
I was Blackie's dame. But Blackie's all washed up, and from now on, I'm strictly with a winner. Right, Lukey?
Get away from me.
Oh, now, Happy might just as well find out now as later.
That's all I wanted to know. Yeah. Oh,
Happy, oh.
That takes care of Happy.
Yeah, sure does.
Now I'm going to take care of you.
Oh, no.
Okay, look, sister, look, here it comes.
Hold it up.
March.
Yeah, Happy left the door open. I heard everything.
Oh, so you don't need me anymore.
I didn't say that. This crazy dame's
crazy. You're crazy to think you can get away with it. Don't move, sister.
Now, wait a minute. Now,
faster than you can jump.
All right, listen.
You listen.
But I...
So I was in on the Williams double cross and the Martin killing, huh? So you cheap punk, they were both your ideas. What's the matter? Don't you want to admit it?
Marge, will you shut up?
Shut up. I'm just getting wound up. And I'm going to toss you a curb with it, sir. You're lucky.
Open up. Open up. This is the police.
Open it yourself, copper.
Okay, drop it. Come on, Matthew. I'm getting out of here. I got to get out.
There's face on your head, Lukey Pie, and a present from Blackie and me.
Oh. Nice work, Miss Wesley. Now we'll just take this March girl downtown.
Oh, Becky, you got here in just in time.
Yeah, I know. I was right behind this wildcat when she walked in.
Say that again.
Who's this other lug on the floor?
Happy Thompson. He and Luke here kidnapped Martin from Blackie and killed him. And Luke just shot Happy.
Yeah, this sure is a good night's work.
Yeah.
With Blackie in jail, too.
Oh?
I'll let him out now that I solved this case.
How did you get here, Inspector?
You phoned headquarters, didn't you?
No, but suppose you see Blackie and then see if you're still laughing.
Well, Blackie, have you decided to stop mixing in police business?
Hello, Faraday. Visitors aren't allowed in here until 3 o'clock. Come back next year at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind keeping you in here until next year. But I have to think of the wear and tear on the taxpayer.
Fine time in your life for you to realize you have to think.
Mm-hmm. Humorous.
I thought so.
Blackie, I just came to tell you that since I solved the Martin Williams case, I'm letting you out.
You solved the case?
Mm-hmm. I caught Luke Brown after he killed his sidekick, Happy Thompson.
You did?
His girlfriend, Marge, was with him. She spilled the whole works. Pinned the Martin killing on Luke.
Is that so?
It's very simple, Blackie, especially with you in jail and out of my hair.
You left something out, Faraday. Mary was with him when you barged in.
Yeah, so what?
Have you tried to figure why Luke's girlfriend would rat on him?
Huh?
For the last 2 days, Mary's been playing up to Luke and making Marge jealous.
What?
You just happened to walk in when she was ripe for talking and after Mary called you and left word for you to come up.
Yeah.
Now are you going to let me out of here?
Oh, sure, Blackie, sure. Okay, Blackie, come on out.
I'm coming out, and you're going in.
Blackie, let me out of here.
You sure look natural behind bars, Inspector.
In fact,
you're a cinch to make the next issue of Who's Zoo.
Premium quality, yes, sir. Premium price, no, sir. There is no finer beer, and it's just as smooth And that's saying a lot in a few words, for Champagne Velvet is accepted everywhere as a beer of real premium quality. Here's why. Champagne Velvet's famous formula calls for only the more costly, premium quality materials. And CV is made the more costly way. No time saved at the expense of careful brewing. No cost saved at the expense of controlled aging. Aging that brings CV to you at the peak of its famous million-dollar flavor. But CV's flavor tells you all of that. Full-flavored thirst satisfaction, of course. But more than that, CV's clear, clean taste makes you sure it's pure.
Yes, sir. Proves premium quality at no premium in price. You're sure it's pure. And it's just as smooth.
Now, here's an example of what's in store for you on next week's Boston Blackie Adventure.
Oh, Smitty, do come in.
Hi, boss.
I must show you what I bought today for my drawer here.
Well, it must be a pretty special thing to keep locked up.
It's very special.
Oh?
Hey, Smitty, just smell this toilet water.
It smells good. Something new?
The very latest from Paris.
Yeah?
Esprit du bois, the spirit of the woods, the great outdoors.
You're right, boys. I can almost see you with your hunting gun trailing a rabbit.
Or with our roulette wheels trailing some poor defenseless society debutante.
You think the cops are getting Hobo Jennings to talk?
I don't know. It worries me. I deeply regret the police taking him into custody.
I still don't understand why the cops raided that charity bazaar.
Yes.
I covered every angle.
Come here.
See you later, Smitty.
Okay.
Come here, quick.
Hey, it's Hobo Jennings.
Hi, hello, Hobo.
Hey, Hobo. Yeah, I got away from them dumb cops, boss. I twisted out. They couldn't hold me.
What did you tell them, Hobo?
Not a thing, boss. You know me.
Yes, I do.
I rushed right over here, but nobody see me.
Mm.
Gee, it's great to get someplace where I know I'm safe.
You're not safe, Hobo.
What do you mean?
On the contrary.
Boss, you killed him.
Yes, I did.
Why?
Well, so far, Smitty, there's been no connection between me and these charity gambling affairs.
Yeah?
I want to keep it that way.